The battle lines are already being drawn ahead of this year's election, and one of the big clashes will be between GetUp and the Morrison government. The well-resourced activist group has fired its opening shot by encouraging voters to nominate which right-wing MPs should be targeted in the run-up to the campaign. GetUp is claiming huge grassroots support to turf out anyone standing in the way of progress on issues such as climate change and refugees. Liberal Senator Erica Betts is engaged in a long-running battle with GetUp, which he views as a front for the Labor Party. Erica Betts is speaking with political editor Alison Carabine.
Erica Betts, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, good to be on the program, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
And to you, Erica Betts. GetUp wants voters to nominate who it should be targeting ahead of the election. Tony Abbott, Peter Dutton, George Christensen, they're just some of the names thrown up. Given its past success campaigning against government MPs, how much harder will this make it for you at the election?
There is no doubt that GetUp's campaigning will make it more difficult for the Morrison government, but the good news with this initiative by GetUp is that it has finally broken the nonsense that it is somehow bipartisan and only issues-based. At the last election, we saw them campaign in one of the most dishonest fashions I have ever witnessed in the seat of Bass, where we lost the excellent federal member Andrew Nikolic. And I note that on their list they've got excellent MPs such as Lucy Wicks for Robertson, Nicole Flint in the seat of Boothby in South Australia, both exceptional women federal members of parliament that don't deserve this ugliness that GetUp insert into any election campaign with which they're involved.
But Erica Betts, GetUp does campaign on issues, climate change, renewable energy, the evacuation of all asylum seekers who are currently offshore. Doesn't it have a right to target those politicians that its members believe are standing in the way of progress on these particular issues?
The great thing about the Australian democracy is that people like GetUp are entitled to do that which they do. But similarly, people like myself are entitled to call them out for their dishonesty, for their misrepresentations and their dirty campaign tactics. And let's just remember that in 2014, they went to ASIC and tried to claim charitable status. That's now been withdrawn. They said that they would set out their membership list because they believed in openness and transparency. And when I pointed out that they had never filed their membership list with ASIC, what did they do? They changed their constitution so they no longer had to provide a membership list. This is the sort of devious activity that GetUp engage in time after time. Indeed, when they first got involved, they had a computer scheme whereby you could put in your answers to certain political questions, public policy questions, which would then tell you how you ought to vote given those answers. And each and every time it told people, including the Liberal member Phil Goldstein, Andrew Robb at the time, that he should be voting Labor despite his answers. This is the sort of dirty trickery GetUp now has a history of engaging in, and that is why it's important that the Australian people wake up to GetUp. They are not just a benign issues-based organisations, they are down in the gutter with Labor and the Greens to seek to effect change of government and not just change of policy in particular areas.
But just how dishonest and devious is it, given that GetUp came up with this hit list after it surveyed its members? They were the ones who nominated which MPs should be targeted. Doesn't that show GetUp is being driven by its members? It's not necessarily doing, as you say, the dirty work for Labor and the Greens.
Well, clearly they are. At the last election, for example, they surveyed their members and for the first time ever, never released the actual survey results, but they just happened to campaign with Labor and the Greens on the now fully exposed, dishonest Medicare campaign. Medicare had not come up as a real issue for GetUp, yet they deliberately joined in with Labor and the Greens, campaigning on that to boost Labor and the Greens in circumstances where their so-called polling of their members didn't raise that as an issue. Indeed, border protection was one, and they knew that that was one of the coalition's strong suits, so they remained quiet on it. So they're the sort of things that are indicative of the manipulative way that GetUp goes about its business, and I'm glad that GetUp are now fully exposing themselves as not only engaged in policy issues, but in personalities and getting right down in the gutter with Labor and the Greens.
As you mentioned, Andrew Nikolic lost his seat at the last election and GetUp was instrumental in that outcome. This time it will be mounting major campaigns against Tony Abbott and Peter Dutton in particular. Given all the forces arrayed against them, do you see them surviving the onslaught at the election?
Well, it's interesting that GetUp has already indicated that they're going to run these campaigns against Tony Abbott and Peter Dutton, yet allegedly they're still in the process of surveying their members. This is the sort of manipulative behaviour. They have already determined their course of action. They then quickly scramble around and decide to hold a test to determine what their membership may or may not want. Look, the people of Australia have been exceptionally well served by both Tony Abbott and Peter Dutton. They have stopped the boats, kept the boats stopped. They have helped ensure that our unemployment rate has gone down. They have helped ensure that our budget will now return to surplus a lot quicker, so we can now pay back Labor's huge debt. These are the sort of things that I think will genuinely exercise the minds of our fellow Australians as they come closer to the May election.
On RN Breakfast, it's a quarter to eight and our guest is the Liberal Senator Erica Betts. Erica Betts, you are a former employment minister. Labor today is flagging a major overhaul of employment services if it wins the election. It's of the view that the current system does little to help people find work, while service providers, this was a system privatised by the former Howard government, service providers are receiving multiple payments for placing the same person in multiple short-term jobs. Would you agree that this system is no longer fit for purpose and does need some reform?
Any system always needs tweaking to ensure that it maintains the best possible value for taxpayers' dollars. But what Labor is about to announce, if the leaks this morning are any indication, is that they're going to go back to the bad old days of when Bill Shorten was Employment Minister and we had a burgeoning unemployment rate. Keep in mind that under JobActive, Australia has now seen a growth of about 1 million new jobs. Also with the short-term placements, the problem with the previous system was that there was no incentive to assist the job service providers in placing people in short-term jobs for harvesting, for fruit picking, for seasonal work. And so a small payment was made for short-term job placement.
Some of those payments are worth up to $14,000 per placement.
Not the short-term ones. And so let's be very careful. There's a sliding scale as to how much a job service provider, actually a JobActive provider, gets for each placement. And it became very clear on all the evidence that people that get one short-term job and then another and then another are more likely to gain full-time employment. And we've actually seen a growth in full-time employment under this government. And in my own home state of Tasmania, when we won government, 8.1% unemployment was the legacy of Bill Shorten and Labor. Today, it's down to 5.6%. They're the sort of statistics, they're the figures that talk about the social and economic benefits of job placement.
And there could be a change to the requirement that job seekers apply for at least 20 jobs a month, and it's employers who are having to sift through reams of unsuitable applications. Is 20 job applications a month too onerous, not just for the job seeker, but also for business?
As I recall it, 20 was the legacy figure from under Mr. Shorten. So what we are seeing here, yet again, under Labor, is a softening of their approach, keeping in mind that when we pay, as we ought to, might I add, assistance to people that are unemployed, that money actually comes out of the pockets of their fellow Australians. And as a result, job seekers have a duty by their fellow Australians to try to apply for every possible job they can.
Including 20 a month? You still support 20 a month?
Yes, I do. That is per month, one per day, per working day. So we'll take the weekend off, and every working day applying for one job is hardly onerous when you consider the support provided by their fellow Australians to the job seeker. I don't think anybody would argue that seeking one job per day is too much.
Erica Betts, just finally and briefly, the crossbencher David Lionhelm has confirmed he's leaving the Senate to try for the New South Wales Parliament. You often had to rely on his vote. Will he be missed by the government?
Look, David Lionhelm, I think, will be missed by all sides. He was one of those characters in the Parliament. You often agreed with him, you often disagreed with him. But in general terms, you knew where he was coming from, and there was a general consistency in his approach. But I think he got lucky by calling himself Liberal Democrats, and people often got confused between Liberal Democrat and Liberal Party. And I think with the reforms to the electoral system, the Liberal Democrat vote will now go down. And I think he may well have read the tea leaves and thought that he might have a better chance in the New South Wales upper house and face the people of New South Wales again at the federal election in May.
Yeah, voters may have wisened up. Erica Betts, thanks very much for your time.
A pleasure. Thanks a lot.
That's Liberal Senator Erica Betts speaking to our political editor, Alison Carabine. And during that interview, we've received a number of texts. One person writes, GetUp is a very democratic organisation. I joined because their concerns align with mine: human rights, fairness and social equity, environmental protection and animal welfare. They survey their supporters in setting priorities for action. Another person has texted in, GetUp is not aligned with any particular political party. Arguably, it's more closely aligned with the Greens than Labor.